सर्वेभ्यः नमस्कारः। अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः स्त्रीप्रत्ययप्रकरणे पञ्चदशः पाठः, फेब्रवरि मासस्य पञ्चविंशः दिनाङ्कः। येनाक्षरसमाम्नायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरान् तत्त्वं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदपीति परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते। एनी वालण्टियर्स् फोर् अष्टाध्यायी? सिद्धान्तकौमुद्यां नीष् प्रकरणे स्मः। टाप् प्रत्ययः अधीतः, डाप् अधीतः, ततः नीप् प्रत्ययः, इदानीं नीष् प्रत्ययः आरब्धः अन्यतौ नीष् इति सूत्रेण। लुदान्तात् वर्णवाचिनः तोपधभिन्नात् नीष् प्रत्ययः भवति इति ज्ञातम्। अनन्तरं सूत्रमासीत् षिद् गौरादिभ्यश्च, षिद्भ्यः गौरादिभ्यश्च, गौरादिगणे ये शब्दाः पठिताः तेभ्यः च नीष् प्रत्ययः भवति इति। अग्रिमं सूत्रमस्ति प्रकरणे जानपदकुण्डगोणस्थलभाजनागकालनीलकुशकामुकगबरात् कृत्यमत्रावपनात् कृत्रिमाश्रणात् स्थौल्यवर्णानाच्छादन अयोविकार मैथुनेच्छा केशवेशेषु। लाङ्ग् सूत्र, बट् देर् इस् नथिङ्ग् आफ् nothing very difficult to understand about the sutra. It is just a list of words and a list of meanings in which these sutras will get niche. As simple as that. So you should know how to split the words of the sutra. There are 11 words and 11 meanings associated with them. Janapada, Kunda, Gona, Thala, Bhaja, Naga, Kala, Neela, Kusha, Kamuka, Kabarat. सो एभ्यः प्रातिपदिकेभ्यः इत्यर्थः इत्येकं पदम्। वृत्ति, अमत्र, आवपन, अकृत्रिमा, श्राणा, स्थौल्य, वर्णा, अनाच्छादन, अयोविकार, मैथुनेच्छा, केशवेशेषु इति द्वितीयं पदम्। सो एषु अर्थेषु एभ्यः प्रातिपदिकेभ्यः नीष् भवति इति सूत्रार्थः। अन्यतो नीष् इत्यतः नीष् इति अनुवर्तते। एभ्यः एकादशभ्यः प्रातिपदिकेभ्यः क्रमात् वृत्त्यादिषु अर्थेषु नीष् स्यात्। अर्थात् जानपदशब्दस्य वृत्त्यर्थे नीष् भवति, कुण्डशब्दस्य अमत्रार्थे नीष् भवति, गोणशब्दस्य आवपनार्थे नीष् भवति इत्यादिरीत्या अर्थः विज्ञेयः। जानपदी वृत्तिश्चेत् अन्या तु जानपदी। प्रथमं पदमस्ति जानपद इति पदम्। तस्मात् वृत्त्यर्थे जनपदे भव जानपद इति, जनपदे भव जानपदी इति निष्पत्तिः। सो समथिङ्ग् विच् इस् देर् इन् जनपद, जनपद इस् कण्ट्रि सैड् आर् वाट् वि काल् ए फोक् थिङ्ग्। सो इफ् वि आर् रेफरिङ्ग् टु एन् आक्युपेशन् आफ् द countryside, something like a craft making or pottery or something, then we call it as janapadi, that is we have niche in vrityartha. Anyatu, if it is something else, janapade bhava, kachit stri, athava janapade bhava, something else, some other qualifier, if the visheshya is something else other than vritti, then also we will have janapadi form, kintu neep pratyaha bhavati. उत्सादित्वात् अन्यन्तत्वेन तिड्ढाणै इति नीपि आद्युदात्तः। सो हि शोस् द डिफरेन्स्, इवन् दो द फार्म् इस् द सेम्, उभयत्र जानपदी इत्येव रूपं भवति, किन्तु यदा अन्या अर्थात् वृत्तिं विहाय अन्यः कश्चन अर्थः भवति तदा उत्सादित्वात्, उत्सादिषु जानपदशब्दः अस्ति अतः उत्सादिभ्योऽयि इत्यनेन तद्धितः अन्य प्रत्ययः भवति। तिड्ढाणै इति सूत्रेण नीप् प्रत्ययः भवति। नीपि पुनः जानपदी इति रूपं, किन्तु आद्युदात्तः, स्वरे विशेषः भवति, नीप् प्रत्यये सति आद्युदात्तः भवति। नीषितो यदा नीश प्रत्ययः तदा प्रत्ययस्वरेण अन्तोदात्तत्वं नीश शिद् प्रत्ययः तस्मात् अन्तोदात्तत्वं भवति इति स्वरे विशेषः. इवन् दो द फॉर्म्स आर सेम if it is adyudatta we treat it as something else. Janapade bhava iti yogigatah kachit striva anyat kinchit svikriyate. And if it is avritti, if it is antodatta, then we know that it is referring to an occupation of the janapadas, something which belongs to the janapadas. Okay? So here vritti is not the technical or grammatical term of vritti. Panchavrittayah kridvritti tadhidvritti iti yaduchyate tanna. It is not that. It is the general occupation. Jivika ityarthe vritti shabdah atra prayuktah. कुंडी अमत्रं चेत कुंडान्या. सो द नेक्स्ट वर्ड इज कुंड. द वर्ड कुंड विल गेट नीश व्हेन इट इज रेफरिंग टू अमत्र. अमत्र इज अ पात्र. दिस इज अ वेसल इट इज कॉल्ड अमत्र पात्र अमत्रे. सो इफ यू लुक एट द व्याख्यान कुंडी पिठनम स्थान लिखा कुंडम इत्यमरह पात्रामत्रे च भाजनम. सो पात्र एंड अमत्र. सो पात्र वेसल दैट इज कॉल्ड आल्सो कॉल्ड अमत्र. कुंडस्य शब्दस्य स्त्रीत्वम अपि नीश विधि सामर्थ्य. सो द स्त्रीत हियर कुंड इज पिठरे तु नना कुंडम. सो इट इज अ Dvilinga, that is, it can be either Pullinga or Napumsakalinga, it means a patra. So how do you get a Strilinga for it? Because it is referring to a vessel. Sritam api Nish Vidhi Samathya. Because Panini has told Nish, we know that the word exists in Strilinga also. So if it is in Strilinga, it will be Kundi with Nish. Kunda Shabdat Nish Pratyaha. Kunda Anya iti Vichyate. So Kunda yada Anya nama Amatram विहाय अन्यः कश्चन अर्थः यदा उच्यते तदा नीश् न भवति किन्तु टाप् प्रत्ययः भवति कुण्डा इति रूपं. तस्य दहनीया इत्यर्थः. कुण्डा नाम दहनीया. समथिङ्ग् दट् इस् टु बि बर्न्ड् समथिङ्ग्. कुडि दाहे इति धातोः निष्पन्नः. गुरोश्च हलः इति अप्रत्ययः. सो हि शोस् द डिरैवेशन् आफ् द वर्ड् हौ डस् इट् गिव् अनदर् मीनिङ्ग् इस् कुडि दाहे इति धातोः गुरोश्चलः इति अप्रत्यये कृते कुण्ड इति रूपं भवति. तस्मात् टापि कुण्डा इति रूपम्. यस्तु अमृते जारदः कुण्डः इति मनुष्यजातिवचनः ततो जातिलक्षणः नीश् भवत्येव. अनदर् वर्ड् कॉल्ड् कुण्ड. अस् वी सॉ वन् इस् इन् द सेन्स् आफ् अमत्र आर् पात्र. दहनीया इत्यर्थे अस्ति. अन्यः कश्चन कुण्डशब्दः अस्ति. अमृते दारदः कुण्डः इति स्मृत्यादिषु उच्यते. सो एक्चुअल् देर् आर् सेवरल् डिफरेण्ट् सब् जातीस् आफ् मनुष्यस् विच् हव् बीन् टोल्ड्. इट् गोस् आन् इफ् समथिङ्ग् बोर्न् आफ् से ब्राह्मिन् मेन् वित् क्षत्रिया वैफ् देर् इस् अ पर्टिक्युलर् नेम् फार् इट्. So the son of that king, there will be some other name. So there are many such classifications found. One of these is called Kunda. The Manushya Jati Vachana. It is the name of one of the Manushya Jati. Tataha Jati Lakshanaha Nish Bhavatyeva. So it is from, if we are using that word, Tada Jatayarastri Vishaya Dayopadhat Iti Agre Vakshyate Jati Lakshanaha Nish. There is Nish, but not by this sutra. अमत्रार्थे नीश् इति न, किन्तु जातिवचनस्य जातिलक्षणः नीश् प्रत्ययः भवति. सो जातिवाचकत्वमस्ति चेत् जातेरस्त्रीविषयादित्यनेन नीश् प्रत्ययः भवति. अमत्रवाचकत्वम् अथवा पात्रवाचकत्वम् अस्ति चेत् जानपदकुण्डवोण इत्यनेन नीश् भवति. अन्ये अर्थे अर्थात् दहनीया इत्यर्थे तु नीश् न भवति, ताप् भवति इत्यर्थः. So if you look at the Vakhyana, Jati Lakshanani Shuru, Jatayarastri Vishayaditi, Jati Nimittakaha Ityartha, Jati Lakshanaha Nama, Jati Sri Nimitti Krutya, Eha Nishpratyaha Vidhiyate, Jatayarastri Vishayat Iti Sutrena, Tena Nishbhavati Iti. Nanu, Amatrebi Vachye, Kunda Shabdat Jati Lakshanani Shisithe, Tatvatanam Vyartham. So he raises a question here. Amatrepi vache, even when it is referring to a patra, then also it is a jati. Right? I mean, jati is not, you should not read jati. You will understand. I mean, jate he lakshanam agre diyate. We will see what is a jati. But even a patra, that is also constitutes a jati. Jati is not just the the narrow meaning of a sect or a community among humans. Say we say gotva is a jati. We say similarly a patratva or the quality of the patra or amatra, that itself is also a jati. Ghatatva is a jati, patatva is a jati. So here even in here amatratva iti jati iti krutva. Amatrebi vache kunda shabdat jati lakshana nishi siddhe. So we can have jati lakshana nish here, tatvachanam vyaktham. So why is the word kunda being added here? Even when it means amatra, you can have nish by jate rastri vishayadayopadha. Kimartham punarvachanam. Nanu amatrepi vache kunda shabdat jati lakshana nishi siddhe, tatvachanam vyaktham. Nacha amatre eva nish iti niyamartham tat iti vachyam. Siddhe sati arabhyamano vidhihi niyamaya bhavati. When a karya is already happening by a sutra, if it is told again, there will be some niyama. So here there could be a niyama. What is the niyama? Amatre eva nish. Yada amatra jati hi uchyate, tatra eva nish bhavati, anyatra na bhavati, iti niyamartham, iti vaktum na shakyate. Kimartham? Evam sati, manushya jati vishesha vachitre, nishaha anuspatte hai. If we treat it as a niyama, for manushya jati there would not be nish. We require nish when it applies to the manushya jati and also when it means amatra. So how do we do it? The prashna. Nacha amatre eva nish iti niyamartham tat iti vachyam. Evam sati manushya jati vishesha vachitve nishaha anutpattihi. Ityata aha. Therefore he says, in the mula itself, Dikshita, Bhattoji Dikshita gives that. Samadhana. Amatrehi Sri Vishayatvat Apraptaha Nish Vidhiyate Natu Niyamyate. So he says it is not a Niyama. Okay. Prapte Sati Yaha Vidhiharabhyate Saha Niyamartha. Amatrarthe Nish Nishaha Praptihi Nabhavati. Jativasa Katvehi Nishaha Praptihi Nabhavati. Kimartham Sri Vishayatvat. So Yada amatravachakatvam asti kunda shabdasya tada saha stri vishayah arthat nitya strilingah. So again I'll continue with the vyakhyana. He states clearly jatera stri vishayaditi anitya strilingat nishvihitah. The sutra jatera stri vishaya, where there is a stri vishaya. Stri vishaya means nitya strilinga, that which is always compulsorily in strilinga. Astri Vishaya is Anitya Strilinga. That is, the word should be in both Pullinga and Strilinga. Jater Astri Vishaya Diti Anitya Strilingat Nish Vishitaha. Amatre Kunda Shabdaha Nitya Strilingaha. Whereas the word Kunda in the sense of Amatra, Amatram Iti Artheyaha Kunda Shabdaha, Saha Nitya Strilingaha. Padantaram Vina Sriyam Vartamanatum Nitya Strilingam Iti Srikara. So he defines what is nitya strilinga. So even without any other word, you can understand that it is strilinga. Padantaram vina striya vartamanatvam nitya sthitam iti svikara. Kundi kamandalau jarat patipatni sutaya puman iti merini koshacha. Kundi kamandalau, kamandalu athava patram iti arthe, kundi iti nitya strilinga shabda. Tasmin arthe kunda shabdasya prayogaha nasti. Tathacha, kunda shabdat jati lakshana nish,
apraptaha eva vidhiyate natu niyamyate.
So this is not a niyama but a new vidhi, aprapta vidhi.
Ataha manushya jati vasitvepi ish nirvadaha iti bhavaha. Therefore, manushya jati vasitve jate rastri vishaya adityanena ish bhavati, patra vasitve jana padakunda ityanena ish bhavati, anyesha artheshu ish na bhavati ityartha.
There are two meanings of kundi. One is kamandalu. He is saying kamandalu or the patra is one meaning. The other thing he is saying, that is the explanation of that amrita jarada kundaha. So kundi will be the something. I think that is medini kosha, that is different. I think I should know the entire context before I can explain what that the second half of it means. So the word kundi is used in different meanings. The one meaning, the first one is kamandalu. The second one is Jarat Pati Patni Sute Puman. I am not sure because it does not seem to be complete, or I don't know exact the context to know what it means. Medini Kosha is another kosha like the Amara Kosha. Okay. Amara is the most famous of the koshas, but there are several other koshas. There is Halayatha Kosha, Medini Kosha, etc., which also gives the Artha, etc., synonyms. It is like Amara Kosha. So for words which are, I mean, Amara is the most pramanika. We treat Amara as pramana. But if there is something which is not in the Amara or which is put better by some other kosha, they quote it as a reference. Refers to? Yes. So I don't know, I mean, that is what, I could not understand what the second part means. I should look into the Mula and see what it is referring to. So, I'll try to look it up and clarify. Okay, there is just one more line in the Tattva Bodhini which I wanted to draw your attention to here regarding Kunda Shabda. So another pratika which says Kundi. Okay, he gives a different quote from the Amara. He says, Atri Kamandalu Kundi Ityamaraha. So a Kamandalu is also called Kundi. Okay, Astri Kamandalahu. Kamandalu is not a Srilinga, whereas Kundi is in Srilinga. Kunda Anya iti. Kriya Shabda, yam. Kriya Shabda means Dahaniya iti Kriya Vatata Shabda. Ateva, Kudidahe ityadi. Yastu Ghataparyayaha Kunda Shabda, saha na Pratyudaharanam. Also says there is the Kunda which will need Ghata, a pot. Okay. Pitharam Sthaluka Kundam iti tasya napumsakasvat. When it means a pot, it will be in Nitya Napumsakalinga. Okay, so that is Napumsakalinga. Agnyalayadi Paryayopi Kunda Shabdaha Napumsakalinga Niyataha. It also means Agnyalaya. A place where there is fire. Fire is kept or something. So he again gives a reference from Medini. Kundam Agnyalaye Manabhede Devajalashaye Iti Medini Krishna. So we can see, and why I read out this passage is that the Kunda Shabda is used in many different meanings. So there are, when you are using the word kundi, there is a very specific meaning that you are conveying. So the, even though the main word is the same, the nish pratyaya itself gives a very specific meaning to it. And not having the nish or being a strilinga as kunda, it has a very different meaning. And just the kunda, which is used in napumsakalinga, will have a different meaning. You can see how there is a, the vocabulary or the words have very different senses based on just these minor differences in, say, a pratyaya or a linga. They make a huge difference. So let's move on. Janapada, kunda, gona. Goni avapanam chet, gona anya. So the next word is gona. So goni is avapana. Goni is the sack, the gani sack, which we use. The word gani has probably been drawn from this. And this word is again in use in, say, especially in Kannada, which is called goni. Or goni chila is the gani sack. So goni avapanam, something in which it is kept, is a gani sack, is called goni. In that meaning, the word gona will have nish and the form will be goni. Gona anya. In other senses, there will be tab. Kim gona itis kaharta, kasyachit samya iti uchate. So it is a samya shabda, then it will be gona, that is tab. So when there is nish, it will mean a sack, and when it is tab, it is the name of somebody. Kasyachit nama. Ganapada kunda gona, sthala. Sthali akritrima chet, sthala anya. So, sthali is akritrima or aparishkrita bhumihi. Iranintana purusha parishkrita bhumihi kritrima. So, a piece of land which has been plowed, or this has been in some way refined by today's men or by hand, is called kritrima. That is, there has been some change made to it. Tadvinna, that which is untouched, or what is called as virgin land, which is not plowed or not modified in any way, that is akritrima. So, sthali akritrima chet, janapada kunda gona sthala, vritti amatra avapana akritrima. Akritrima bhumi is sthali. So, when we use the word sthali, we are indicating that it has not undergone any modification. It is untouched land. Sthala anya. So when it is kritrima, that when it has been plowed or in some way used by men, it is called sthala. So there is a difference between sthali and sthala. In both cases it refers to land, but in one case it is untouched land, in the other case it is modified land. Bhaja, janapada kundagona sthala bhaja, vrityamatravakana kritrima shrana. Bhaji shrana chet. Bhaja anyam. Yamagu rushnika shrana ityamaraha. The soup is called shrana. And that itself is bhaji. So a soup is called bhaji. Yamaguhu ityaseva bhaji iti padam. Tasmin arthe bhaja shabdat nish pratyaha bhavati bhaji iti ruham. Bhaja anyam. Bhaja nama. Pakva ityathaha. Okay. So something which is just cooked. Ityarthe pakva ityarthe bhaja iti shabdasya prayogaha sati. Vishishya yavaguhu yadi uchyate tada bhaji iti rupam. So actually that is also called so because it has been cooked. Pakva ityarthe eva kintu vishishya yavaguhu ityarthe bhaji iti rupam prayujyate. Pakva ityarthe bhaja iruchyate. The question, Vasuji, I did not understand the question. I mean, what is the intent, Lakshmi? We are not... Vasuji, can you clarify your question? I did not. continue, you can.
Nagi, Janapada Kundagona, Sthala Bhaja, Naga. Nagi, Thula Chet, Naga, Anya. Actually, so this is Rajavachi Naga Shabda. He says, Nagi Sthula Chet, when coffee fat, being fat, fatness is intended, it is called Nagi. But the word Nagi does not mean fat by itself. So he clarifies, Gajavachi Naga Shabdaha. The word Naga has two senses. One is an elephant and the other is a serpent. Ubhayoha Arthayoha Naga Shabdaha Asti. Yadyapi Sarpaarthe Prasiddhaha Tathapi Gajarthe Api Naga Shabdaha Asti. Nagendraha Ityasya Gajarathaha Ityasya Asti. So, Gajavachi Naga Shabdaha. Thaulya Guna Yoga Ranyatra Prayuktaha Udaharanam. So the example for this is Gaja, that is a female elephant will be called Nagi because it is associated with the quality of Thaulya Guna. Even though it does not directly mean Sthula, it means it has a different meaning of Gaja. But Thaulya Guna Yoga, because it is associated with Thaulya Guna, we call it as Nagi. Yes, so, Nagi is a female elephant. Naga, Anya. So, Anya, Nama, Sarpamachi, tu. When it means a serpent, Dairghya Guna Yoga, it is associated with qualities like length. A serpent is very long and flexible, but not Sthaulya. Dairghya Guna Yoga, Ranyatra Prayuktaha, Pratyudaharanam. So, the Pratyudaharana for this, that is Naga, refers to a female serpent. Yadra sthaulyam, sthaulya guna yoga asti, tadrishaha gaja shabda, gajavachakaha naga shabdaha, tasmat nish pratyaha bhavati nagi iti rupam, yastu sarpavachakaha tasmat tapu bhavati naga iti rupam. Okay, Vasuji, I'll unmute you. Can you repeat your question? There, I mean, Vishnu-Vakshasthala Sita. No, for the word Vakshasthala, we don't use, I mean, we will not have a thali here. I mean, it refers to actual land or bhumi. There, the word thala is used as, in, say, the abode or something else. So, I don't think this can be used there. No, I mean, this is not used in sense of ownership or something is not there. Vakshasthala Vasini Itteva. She who lives in the Vakshasthala of Vishnu is the sense there, but this question of Akratrima or Kratrima will not arise there. It refers very particularly to land which has been tilled and land which has not been tilled. So, Janapada Kundagona Sthala Bhaja Naga Kala. So Kali Varnaschet Kala Anya. So Kali is a Kala Varna Vishishta, black in color. So, Kali Devi, she is black ityarthe. Kali iti prayoga, who is dark in color. Kali Nama Kala Varna Vishishta. Kala Anya. Kala Nama Kraurya Yukta. So the Kala there also refers to dark, but it refers to the quality. It is the dark quality or the bad quality of having too much of cruelty. Kraurya yukta ityarthe kala iti prayoga. Athama samya shabdaha. It can be the name of somebody. So when we are calling the Devi as Kali, we are referring to that she is dark in color. So when it refers, has a reference to color, it will be Kali. Otherwise, it will be Kala. Neeli anachhadanam chet neela anya. So, anachhadanam, when it is not achhadana, something which is worn, तदा नीली इति रूपं भवति, अन्या नीला. सो समथिंग एल्स दिस इज व्हेन इट इज आच्छादन इट विल बी नीला. नीला रक्ता शाटी इत्यर्थः. सो शाटी दिस इज अ क्लॉथ कवरिंग क्लॉथ और अ साड़ी. शाटी कैन बी यूज्ड फॉर बोथ. सो दैट विल बी कॉल्ड नीला बिकॉज इट रेफर्स टू आच्छादन दैट विच इज बोर्न और कवर्ड. तदा तो नीला इति रूपं भवति. अनाच्छादनम् नील्या अन्वक्तव्यः इति अन्. सो दट् रेफर्स् टु हौ डु यु गेट् द वर्ड् आफ् नील्या रक्ता शाटी. इट् इस् द वर्ड् नीली इस् द औषधि विल् गेट् अन् प्रत्यय. सो देन् इट् बिकम्स् नीला. तस्मात् तापि नीला इति भवति. नील्या रक्ता शाटी इत्यर्थे. सो अनाच्छादनेऽपि न सर्वत्र. He says neeli anachadanam, not referring to an achadana. Tatra api na sarvatra. Sarvatra anachadane. So anything which is not achadana will not get nish. Kintu neelad oshadhau. So when it refers to oshadhi, that is some herb or drug. So tatreva neelya rakta shati tatra neeli iti yaha shabda. Neeli nama oshadhi. Some herb which is neela in color. नीलाद् ओषधौ नीली. सो नीली रेफर्स् टु एन् ओषधि. ओषधिः इत्यर्थे नीश् भवति. प्राणिनि च अथवा एन् एनिमल् इत्यर्थे नीली गौः. ब्लाक् कौ केन् आल्सो बि काल्ड् नीली. सो अनाच्छादने इत्युक्तेपि वार्तिककारेण नियमः क्रियते. सो पाणिनि जस्ट् इस् अनाच्छादन नाट् आच्छादन. But Vartikakara limits the usage of nish to two things. One is oshadhi, that is, when it refers to a herbal preparation, it will be neeli. Then pranini, when it refers to an animal, it could be neeli. In other cases, it will be neela, something which is black in color. Neeli gauhu, anything else will be neela. Samyayam va. When it is a samya, when it is a name, vikalpena bhavati. Vikalpena nish pratyaha. Neeli ityapi bhavitum arhati, neela ityapi bhavitum arhati. Agrimam asti, kushi ayovikarashchet, kusha anya. Dhanapada kundagona thalabhaga nava kala neela kusha. Ayovikaraha. Ayas nama iron. So iron rod is called kushi. So kusha is generally a blade of grass. So if it is made of iron, then it will be called kushi. A small stick or small rod of iron is called kushi. Kusha anya. So anya is a trina. The grass is called kusha. Whereas if it is iron, it will be called kushi. ಅಯೋವಿಕಾರ ಮೈಥುನೇಚ ಕಾಮುಕಿ ಜಾನಪದ ಕುಂಡಗೋಣ ಸ್ಥಲಭಾಜ ನಾಗ ಕಾಲ ನೀಲ ಕುಶ ಕಾಮುಕ. ಕಾಮುಕ ಶಬ್ದಾತ್. ಸೊ ಕಾಮುಕ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್. ಸಂಬಡಿ ಹು ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ದ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫಿಕ್. ಮೈಥುನೇಚ್ಛ ಚೇತ್ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಸೆಕ್ಷುವಲ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್. ಸೊ ಸಂಬಡಿ ವುಮನ್ ಹು ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ದೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ನೀಶ್. ಕಾಮುಕಿ ಮೈಥುನೇಚ್ಛ ಚೇತ್ ಕಾಮುಕ ಅನ್ಯ. So desire for any other thing, like say desire for wealth or anything else, then there will be tap and the form will be kamuka. So nish is given only in the very specific sense of maithunecha. Maithunecha keshaveseshu. So the last word is kabara. Kusha kamuka kabarat. The word kabara. Keshaveseshu. Keshavesha. ಕಬರಿ ಕೇಶಾನಾಂ ಸನ್ನಿವೇಶಶ್ಚೇತ್. ಎ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫಿಕ್ ಸ್ಟೈಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಹೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಕಬರಿ. ಕಬರಿ ಇಸ್ ಹೇರ್ ಸ್ಟೈಲ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಸ್ಪೆಷಲ್ ವೇ. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಬರ. ಕಬರಿ ಕೇಶಾನಾಂ ಸನ್ನಿವೇಶಶ್ಚೇತ್ ಕಬರ ಅನ್ಯ. ವೇರಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಟಾಪ್ ಚಿತ್ರ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥ. ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಮಲ್ಟಿ ಕಲರ್ಡ್. ಚಿತ್ರವರ್ಣಯುಕ್ತ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥ ಕಬರ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಯೋಗ. ಕಬರಿ ಇತಿ ತು ಕೇಶವೇಶೆ. So you can look at the table which sums up. So there are 11 words. There will be two forms. Only in one case, that is in Janapada,
whether it is this meaning or other, it will be Janapadi, which is in one case there is Nish, where it means a Vritti or Jivika, whereas Neep Pratyasu Janapade Bhava ityathe Neep Bhavati, Anyatra Sarvatra Visheshte Arthe Nish Bhavati, Tasya Arthasya Bhave Tap Bhavati. Kundi ityasya amatram athva kamandaluhu patram ityarthaha, kunda ityasya tu dahaniya ityarthaha, evam goni ityukte avapanam sak ityarthaha, gona iti tu tasyaschara samyam, sthali ityasya akritrima bhumihi ityarthaha, sthala iti tu kritrima bhumihi, bhaji ityasya shrana athva yavaguhu ityarthaha, Bhaja iti tu pakva ityarthe upayujyate. Nagi nama hastini, a female elephant. Naga iti tu sarpini, a female serpent. Kali ityukte kala varna yukta ityarthaha. Kala ityukte krura, kraurya guna yukta ityarthaha. Neeli ityasya tu, it is not nila varna yukta shantika, then it will be nila. So, like Anila Varnayukta, Shatika will be Neela. So, Neeli will be Oshadhihi or Prani. So, it can either be an Oshadhi or a Prani. It is not Pranihi also, it is Prani. So, it is Oshadhihi Prani Va. So, there is an error which I will correct later. Kushi, it is a Ayasranam, a twig made of Ayas, iron is Kushi. Kusha ityasya trinavisheshaha ityarthaha. Kamuki maithanechhavati. Kamuka ityito dhanadi ichhavati. Something, desire something else. Like it might be wealth or cloths, anything else. Kabari ityasya keshaveshaha ityarthaha. Kabara ityasya chitra ityarthaha. So that is about janapada kunda gona etc. So the next sutra, shonat pracham. Shonat Pracham iti paradvayam. Anyato ngish iti ataha ngish iti anavartate. Shona shabdat from the word shona. Vikalpena ngish pratyaha bhavati iti arthaha. So if you look at the vyakhyan, here you say Shonat Pracham. Rohito rohito rakta shonak koka nadachrihi iti maha. So the word shona is red colored. Varnanam tanati mitantanam iti shona shabdaha ajyudaptaha anudaptantaha. So tana makaraha na iti anchayasthi ityataha adihi udaptaha bhavati anudaptantaha anyato ngishi iti nityam ngishi prapte. So this word, since it is gopadha bhinna anudaptanta varnamasaka, Anyato Nishitanena Nityam Nish Prateha Praptaha. It should have got compulsory Nish by Anyato Nish. Anyato Nishit Nityam Nish Prapte Vikalpartham. But there is right optional Nish here. So Panini has created a separate sutra. Shona Pracham. Pracham Mate Nish Bhavati Anyatana Bhavati. Shoni Shona Iti Rupadvayam Bhavati. Voto gunavachanat iti agrimam sutram. Trini padani sandhi va utaha gunavachanat iti padatrayam. Anyato nishityataha nish iti anavartata. Udantad gunavachinaha va nish syat. So a gunavachaka shabda which ends in ukar. Tasmat vikalpena nish pratyaha bhavati ityarthaha. So, Vaneep, but there is the reading with Balamanorama says Vaneep. So, the Balamanoramakara says that it should be Neep Pratyaya here. Okay, so, if you look at the Vyakhyana, it says Vaneep. Nish iti na atra anuvartate. Very clear, he says Nish will not be given as anuvartate here. Gunavachanad Neep Ajiratarthaha iti Vartikat iti Bhavaha. So, he says there is a Vartika which says Gunavachanad Neep. There will be Neep Pratyaya. Ajyudattartha, for getting the Ajyudatta Swara. So, Balamanoramakara treats this as Neep. However, there is one note by the editor of the book. He says, Balamanoramakrita atra neep iti pathaha manyate, anyatratu sarvatra kaumudi pustakeshu neesh ityeva pathaha. Because it occurs in a series of niche and there is nothing to differentiate. So everywhere else it is treated as niche. Nacha vyakhyanadishu kvapi nipaha anuvrattihi atra utta. He says in other vyakhyanas you will not find the anuvratti of nip. Everywhere else we find niche. But according to Bala Manoramakara, he is very specific and says it is nip. So it is up to us to decide. So actually according to the series, according to Panini, it has to be niche. It's ever तद्वार्तिकं कुत्र अस्ति इति द्रष्टव्यं वार्तिकं अस्ति चेत् नीप् इति आकाशिका एवरीबडी एल्स् ट्रीट्स् इट् एज़् नीश् ओन्ली द बालमनोरमाकार गिव्स् एज़् नीप् सो वाट् दीक्षितर् हिम्सेल्फ् इण्टेण्डेड् वी डु नाट् नो ऐ मीन् बिकास् दीक्षितर् डस् नाट् इलाबरेट् आन् द पायिण्ट् कमेण्टेटर्स् आन् द कौमुदी एव्रीबडी एल्स् ट्रीट् इट् एज़् नीश् ओन्ली बालमनोरमाकार ट्रीट्स् इट् एज़् नीप् So, that Vartika, where is it found, you have to look it up in the Mahabhashya. Is it there and what context, we will have to look it up. Okay. So, so it is very specific to the word Vasu. So, why is okay. So, Balamanorama treats it as a general thing probably, but I don't know why, but it is niche. I mean, I feel it is niche, so I have included niche here because everybody else treats it as niche. So, but we should know that there is a difference according to this particular channel. Okay, so we will treat it as niche for now. Udantad gunavachinaha ma niche syanityeva. So what is this gunavachana? Gunavachana, I mean simply put, it is a word which indicates quality. Okay. But if you look at the vyakhyana, it is very useful. He gives the lakshana of what is gunavachana, karika from the Mahabhashya. Sattve nivishate paiti prathajjati shudrishyate adheyascha kriyajascha so sattva prakritir guna. He gives the lakshana of what is guna. Okay. It's a very interesting discussion in the Bala Manorama, you find a detailed explanation of this particular karika. If you want it, I can go into it, but not today. I mean, you can look at it if you are interested, because it is a bit complicated until now. I mean, he takes each word and say, why is that particular word told in a lakshana? So you see, a lakshana is something very precise. Lakshana is something which is very unique to Indian tradition, tarka, and even in other cases. Where you define something, it is very, very specific. There are three doshas which are made. When you characterize something, there can be three things happening. There is avyapti, ativyapti, and asambhava. Ativyapti, avyapti, asambhava, the three doshas which can be in a lakshana. Lakshana is a definition. You should precisely define something so that it is free from these three doshas. Okay? Avyapti is where, a lakshana, when you are trying to characterize a thing, say you are trying to characterize a gauhu, you are trying to characterize a cow, you are trying to define what is a cow. Okay. If your definition does not include a particular kind of cow, what is the definition? That definition should apply to all cows. Okay, that is the first thing. If it does not apply to one particular kind of a cow, say you are saying a cow has two horns, and there is a cow which does not have horns, then there is avyapti. Your definition is faulty because it does not apply to a cow which you are trying to define. Now on the other hand, if you put a definition which applies to all cows, but it also applies to some other thing. Say you say, a cow is something which has four legs. I mean, I am giving a very simplistic example. A cow has four legs and it applies to all other things. It applies to horses, it applies to everything else. Then there is ativyapti. It is applying to all cows, correct. It covers your lakshya, but it is going beyond it. It also applies to something else, then it is ativyakti. So it cannot be the definition of a cow. And there is asambhava. Asambhava is where you put a definition which is not found in your thing at all. Say if you say it is two-legged, if you are saying a cow is two-legged, you will not find any two-legged cow. So that is asambhava. So all shastras, any lakshana which is given can have three of these doshas. So a lakshana, a perfect lakshana is one which is free from all three doshas. So here he is trying to define guna, and he shows how each word is required and what is the dosha that it prevents, and finally you see what the guna means. I mean, it's a very, very interesting thing to know how actually Shastrartha is done. I mean, not just here, but it is mostly like Tarka. I mean, Lakshanas you generally find in Tarka. But here you see where Mahabhashya defines it very precisely. So, but it's a detailed thing, so maybe we can take it up tomorrow. So for now, I mean, let's just finish this sutra. Voto Gunavachana, sorry, Gunavachana. You can just assume that Gunavachana is a thing which gives a quality. Okay, refers to something with doing with quality. So mridvi mriduhu iti udaharanam. Mridu, that which is soft ityarthe. Mridu iti ukarantam gunavachanam. Tasmat va nish. Vikalpena nish bhavati. Nish bhavati chet mridvi iti rupam. Nishaha bhave mriduhu. Mridu ityeva bhavati. Srilinge api mriduhu. Dhenuhu iti vacha mriduhu iti rupam bhavati. So there are two other vastikas here. So we will deal complete this sutra, and then we can come back to the gunavachana tomorrow. Utah kim shuchihi ukaranta gunavachana deva bhavati. So only when the word is ukaranta you will have nish. So if it is ikaranta, like shuchihi, that which is clean, satcham ityarthe shuchi shabdah asti. Gunavachanam kintu ikarantaha tasmat nish na bhavati. Guna iti kim akhuho gunavachanasya eva bhavati. Akhuho ityasti mushikaha ityarthaha. It is ukaranta but it is not a gunavachana. Tasmat nish na bhavati. Akhuho ityeva rupam. Srilingepi. Since it is not akaranta, even though it is jati, you will not have jati lakshana nish also. So it is akhuho ityeva rupam. Srekam vartikam asti kharu sanyogopadhat na iti vartikam. Kharu shabdat sanyogopadhatcha votogunavachanat iti nish na itya. So for the word kharu and for a word which has sanyoga in the upadha, upadhayam sanyoga asti chete votogunavachanat iti nena nish pratyayaha na bhavati iti vachyate. So kharu patimvara kanya iti the kharu shabda patimvara kanya. So girl who is eager to marry, to have a pati, is called kharu. So patimvara kanya iti vyakhyane patilabhot kanthavati ityartha. Outkanthya lakshana gunopasarjana dravyavasitaya gunavasitva prapti. It is a gunavachana because outkanthya is a guna. So having that the utkantha, that's a gunavachana. So you would have had nish by other gunavachanas. But kharusanyogopadhanna itivartikena nishidhyate nish nabhavati kharuhu ityeva rupam. Sanyogopadhat, if there is sanyoga in the upadha. Panduhu ityasti ukaraha ante asti nakara dakarayo sanyoga upadhaya asti sanyoga upadhatu na bhavati iti uttatvatu. Panduhu ityasya shweta varana yuktaha white ityasya. So it will not have nish because it is sanyoga upadha. So panduhu is rupa. So the next sutra is bahvadibhyascha. We will stop here today. Tomorrow we will look at the discussion on Gunavachana from Balamanorama and then move on to other sutras. Any questions? येनाक्षरसमाम्नायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नम् व्याकरणम् उक्तम् तस्मै पाणिनये नमः मुनित्रयम् नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तीः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयम् विरच्यते।